When doing an EUMR, there are many things that must be monitored. Ideally, a staff not involved in the restraint would monitor the use of the EUMR. There may be times that other staff present must assist in the EUMR or assist other individuals to safety. In those cases, the staff person doing the manual restraint must also monitor the response of the person. The staff doing the monitoring must look for any signs of physical distress. This includes signs of decreased circulation, pain, or positional asphyxia, meaning the person is not getting enough air due to the position of their body. Staff also need to monitor the situation de-escalating to the threshold where an EUMR is no longer needed and can immediately end.